This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 1st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After the Supreme Court of Pakistan confirmed Asia Bibi's acquittal, The Worldview talked with William Stark of International Christian Concern about why the court heard a petition from the radical Muslims about Asia's case.
So you have these 3 days of protests where Pakistan is essentially shut down, and the government agrees with the protesters or makes a deal with them to say, okay, you can end the protest, apologize for everything that happened during the protest, and we will not stop you from petitioning to review the case before the Supreme Court and not allow her to leave the country until the petition is taken place.
Stark said that the Pakistani Supreme Court's acquittal for Asia Bibi should be an encouragement for nearly 200 Christians in Pakistan who face similar blasphemy charges against the false Muslim prophet of Muhammad.
According to data right now, 187 Christians are accused of blasphemy, and there are different layers of the appeals in the court systems. Some people are just under arrest pending trial. Others have been convicted pending appeal. But what this precedent or this decision, especially the statements made by the Chief Justice, what that really lays down is this fact that judicial principles of evidence, innocent until proven guilty, are going to hold true.
May Asia Bibi experience the words of Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. In a sobering tweet from President Donald Trump's former associate pastor, David Lewicki of Marble Church in New York, he said, quote, I was Donald Trump's pastor for 5 years at Marble Church. I assure you he had the option to come to Bible study. He never opted in, nor did he ever actually enter the church doors, not one time, end quote. Pray that our president would not forsake the assembling of himself with the body of Christ Jesus and being rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Hebrews 10:25. After a push to take the phrase, so help me God, out of the oath for sworn testimony before House committees about telling the truth, the House Democrats have agreed to keep the phrase. Democrat Representative Jefferson Van Drew said that it would be, quote, hurtful and harmful to go out of our way to take it out, end quote, reports Liberty Headlines. Pray that our nation would regain a sense of the fear of God. Psalm 31:19 says, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you, before the sons of men. Sign a Family Research Council petition urging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop attacking our Christian heritage. It's in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A new law that should greatly restrict abortion doctors in Louisiana is about to be enacted next week. This would be the first test for the Supreme Court. The law would require that any doctor who performs infant killings would have to have admitting privileges at a hospital within a 30-mile radius of where the abortion is conducted. Angela Atkins, the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Organization for Women, told WAFB Channel 9 News that she was upset.
This is the beginning of the end, and we're down to 3 clinics and could possibly have less than that in a week.
Christians in Louisiana are hoping that this means more abortion mill closures for the ones which will not be able to meet these requirements. In other pro-life news, Idaho legislators are making a brave move. Current Idaho law, Statute 32-102, says that the unborn child is a quote-unquote person, and the killing of an unborn baby is included as murder in Idaho's Statute 18-4001. However, the one exception allows a woman undergoing an abortion and the person performing the abortion to be exempted from the murder statute. Now, Idaho Representatives Heather Scott and John Green have drafted a bill entitled Abortion Human Rights Act, which would not only do away with that exemption, but also call abortion what it really is, quote, the murder of the unborn, end quote, reports LifeNews.com. A similar bill was introduced in the 2017 legislature, but did not pass. Proverbs 6 lists the 7 things that God hates, including the shedding of innocent blood. Inspired by the freezing temperatures in Chicago, a stranger generously paid for the hotel rooms of 70 homeless people during this week's polar vortex. According to FaithWire.com, the biggest homeless shelter in Chicago took in 800 people this week as temperatures plummeted into the single digits. In a related story, Chicago's Pacific Garden Mission, a Christian homeless ministry, shared a touching Facebook post yesterday. They said, quote, "Life-threatening cold is bringing record numbers of the homeless into the doors of Pacific Garden Mission. They came here for warmth and are hearing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. The joy of Christ can drive away the cold, and in this safe place of refuge, the Word of God is being shared." End quote. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.